Hello, this is Zach.
Hey, Zach, this is John with Local Splash. How you doing?
Hey, pretty good. How are you?
Long time no talk. I'm doing well. I was just reviewing your account that you have with us. It looks like you've been with us for about 6 months now. And Google says that you've been pre-qualified for Google Guarantee. So I wanted to run this by you and see if it's something you have interest in. Have you looked at getting Google Guarantee before?
No, I have not.
Okay, Google Guarantee is Google's newest product. It's the guys are at the very top. They have a little check mark that says Google Guaranteed or Google Verified. These ones show up even above the local listing like you already have with us. But it's a pay-per-lead program. So they'll actually hand the leads off to you live. Like they pre-screen them and then they hand them off to you with the customer on the line. And then if you accept the lead, they'll charge you a lead fee.
Gotcha.
Okay. I know you used Home Advisor by Angie's List previously, right?
Yeah, still do.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I remember you were using that when you first signed up with us. So the difference is Home Advisor by Angie's, you know, they're on Google. They'll get the lead. They'll sell the lead to like three guys and charge you a lead fee. Sometimes they charge you even if you don't even contact the people. With this, you don't have that problem. The customers are able to be connected to you live as a live lead. So it's a call. It doesn't go to three or four other people, and then they're not charging you no matter what. They're not just going to blindly send you calls because the person has to be live, right?
Yeah, what's the difference between that and just somebody calling in?
Well, we'd be pre-screening them. Also, the Google Verified or Google Guaranteed contractors, Google is giving them a little incentive, which is like $2,000 insurance for the lifetime of your work as well, and they guarantee that you've passed a background check. So people inquire about it just because Google is assuming some liability for the person that they're directly referring. So it just gives the homeowner peace of mind or the business owner peace of mind. A lot of times that's why they go with those guys. They're also at the very, very tip top of the screen. So it's the first thing that they see. And there's just a volume of them that get pre-screened as well, too. So it stops you from wasting your time if a random person just calls in. You know what I mean? You could be talking to whoever if they just call in through your local listing, you know? With this, we're verifying that it's an actual client before we're wasting your time with it or you get in charge of anything for it.
I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you work closely with Google? Or do you know any people over there? Or?
Yeah. Local Splash, we're right across the street from Google. Google
Nice.
Building 1, if you look it up, I have to go there 3 times a week. It's literally
and
like from local.
I'd like
Splash.
To help me out with. I'd like for you to help me out with something.
What do you need?
So I had an issue with an ex-employee, and I've already raised the attention all this to the local Splash, and
uh-huh.
I mean I really haven't got any help from it. So basically the ex-employee, she wrote on her Facebook, go and leave this company. A one star, told all of her family and friends to go and leave this company a one star. So I had about, I don't know, 55 5-star reviews, never had a single, anything less than a 5-star review until she did that. And then all of her friends and, you know, they started, boom, just hitting 1 stars.
Okay.
So
time. Friend or something?
ex-employee.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Woman scorn.
Yeah.
Something else.
Yeah, so she posted that, and, you know, within 24 hours of her posting it, so all the timestamps line up, everything,
yeah.
And then within 24 hours, you know, get a slew of 1-stars. People with the same last name and everything sent all this in. You would think that Google would be like, oh, okay, this is pretty self-explanatory. The guy's never had a 1-star review ever, anywhere, and then all of a sudden, boom, he's getting a bunch of 1-stars. I mean,
Google doesn't really dig too deep into it. All they try to do is verify that it comes from an actual email address, and if they see like, oh, that's a real email address and it's a real person, then they just go ahead and submit it. So I mean, we do have review monitoring. Give me 1 second. I want to see what I could do. I'm going to send this while I have you on the line. I'm going to elevate this to the top. Let's see. What can we offer Zach and this client in regards to removing recent reviews? Posted by ex employee slandering his business. You would think that she would know better, though, too. I mean, defamation of a company, it just never goes over well.
Yeah, I mean, it really doesn't matter because I hired an attorney, paid $1,500 to have them send a letter. They sent her a letter, and she's like, oh, I don't know what you're talking about. And the guy's like, we have a smoking gun, you know. She was like, well, let me know if you're going to file a lawsuit. But, I mean, so I would have to pay $10,000 for the attorney to file a lawsuit. What am I going to get? She loses her parents, you know. So I'll just be wasting $1,200 basically for already. I mean, I'm already, you know, at a disadvantage anyway. She screwed my business, so. You know, why spend another $12,000 and get zero out of it? So, not really much I can do.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I would think that Google would, you know, just have some
save you $10,000, huh?
Yeah. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
So use some common sense. Oh, we got 4 people with the same last name. We have a Facebook post right here. Like, come on, you know. Never had a 1-star review up until 24 hours after somebody posts something, and now we get, you know, 10 in 24 hours. It doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe it's something we can get done. I mean, it would definitely help out a lot.
Okay. I can request a review mitigation service. I just want to see if I could just add it to your package that you already have with us. It's usually a separate service, but it's not included in your products right now. I'd realize that.
But yeah, no, I'm interested. Do you have like a way to email me some information over, or do you want to go over with on the phone? Or?
Hold on, real quick. I'm worried about your reviews, real quick. First, you got me on something else. Especially if we move you up to Google Guarantee, we want them to be back at 5-star. Let me just address this real quick. She's asking for the account, and then they're going to send it. We have a rep right across the street at the headquarters. It's just got to get elevated. Normally, it's a separate service that we can include. Like if somebody's about to sign up with us and they already have bad reviews, Google doesn't let you create like 2 Google business pages. So what we do is we usually will go in there and get it expunged on behalf of the business owner. But I'm just going to add this. So I already added it to your package now. They tell me, let me see here, hold on real quick. There's like a prompt that's popping up. Okay, when adding this service, please let client know review mitigation. We cannot promise that every single bad review will be expunged or removed, but we have been very successful in getting them removed on average 84.7% of the time. Okay. It's a live number.
And I can email the screenshots and, you know, all that stuff too.
Okay. And it's been elevated to client account success. Okay. They're working on it right now. Let me send you the number too so you could send the screen, or actually send it to the photos email. I'll text you the email address right now. photos@localsplash.com. Yeah, so Google Guarantee, usually what they'll do is there's a background check that you have to go through in order to become a Google Guaranteed contractor. So there's a whole application and background check. It usually takes like 2 to 3 weeks to get through. Because you're already an active client, and they normally charge $250 for the background check. I could do it for $100, and then you'll get go through the background check. It takes 2 to 3 weeks. Once you pass the background check, then you let us know when you're ready to start receiving the Google Verified or Google Guaranteed leads, and then they'll hand those off, start handing those off to you live. Generate jobs that way. Okay? So it's pretty easy service. A good way to get a lot of insight on it is if you look up local service ads or Google Guarantee. It's a known product. Google just launched it like the beginning of this year. But only certain people qualify. So you have to get to like a certain level. You basically build your business up to the level where Google's saying that they feel comfortable with you getting verified, regardless of the reviews. Your 4.3 star, I mean, this was something that just popped up like a week ago where they said that, you know, you'd be qualified for it as long as you don't have any felonies in the last 7 years and you have the appropriate insurance and licensing.
Yeah.
Okay. Which I don't think is an issue for you. But I've elevated that. Send in what you have to that email address as far as the reviews. Review mitigation I've added to your package already since you've already been with us for 6 months. So I just included that for you, and then we can go in there and get it removed. Just for our own record here, too, the calls are recorded. What's the name of the ex-employee?
Can you say that again?
What was the name of your ex-employee for our records?
For the bad reviews, Karen Montero.
Okay. Of course she's a Karen, huh? Shocker. All right, yeah. Karen Montero. All right. Yeah. They do have little emails they could send, too, when people don't reply or respond when we tell them to remove the reviews. They can also threaten with the lawyer. It just looks a little more scary when it comes through the Google Partner Program, and it's a defamation. So, I mean, it'll only take her and them a couple of seconds to go back on there and remove those. So they should respond to that. But they'll try to manually remove what they can as well, and then whatever's remaining, we could take that route, see if we can get them to jump on there, take it down.
Cool. I appreciate you.
All right. But as far as Google Guarantee, is that something you want to add? Do you want me to send the application over? Or?
Yeah, send it.
Okay. They will charge you $100, and then they'll send you the application. Let me pull this up for tree services in this area. Get you an exact number on the lead fees. You said you're still doing Home Advisor by Angie?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm surprised you haven't canceled that yet. Must be working.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Okay.
It's not too bad.
It's probably more your ability to convert them than anything.
Yeah, I do a pretty damn good job at it. Not the best sales guy in the world, but...
Yeah, but I mean, so they on average, they send their leads to 3 to 5 people. So it's like, if you're seeing positive ROI.
I'm trying to be the first one.
Yeah, that or you have competitive pricing, one or the other. Like you're either really jumping on it or, yeah. Okay. Well, this should be more affordable. I don't know what they're charging you per lead. But so they're asking for a certain level of liability. You carry at least 100K in general liability? Okay.
Yeah, well, I think it's a 1 million, 2 million aggregate.
Oh, you're fine. Yeah, and then there's no license requirement, and then they just say no felonies in the last 7 years. The lead fees on average go from $24 to $36 a lead. And usually when you activate it, they'll tell you to set aside like a 13 lead budget because sometimes they get an influx of them, and so you want to be able to receive at least $468. So that'll be like an activation budget that they'll request after you pass the background check. So that's like 2 to 3 weeks down the line.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to process the 100, and then I will send you the application. Just fill this out and get the insurance documents and the things that they're requesting in that form back to us as soon as possible. And then I've already elevated your campaign for the review mitigation, so they're working on it right now. I got 3 people on it. But do send in, I already put her name down. Do send in, like, the screenshots that you have so we could start working on it.
Yeah, well,
okay.
Send it.
All right, we got you. All right, Zach. Look out for that application. It's coming in shortly.
Yes, sir. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.